Taking a look at the Alabama livestock auctions of the week ending September the 18th, total receipts, $24,275, which included some board sales, compared with last week, $17,261. Last week, we had $17,508. Compared with last week, slaughter cows sold steady to $1 lower, bulls sold $3 lower, replacement calves and pairs sold $50 per head lower, all feeder classes sold 1 to 4 lower. Taking a look at our slaughter classes, these are cows, breakers, 75 to 80% lean at 50 to 55 with high yielders up to 59, boners yielding 80 to 85% lean, 49 to 54, with high yielders up to 59 also. Lean cows yielding 85 to 90% lean and weighing over 900 pounds, brought 44 to 49. Bulls yield grade 1 and 2, over 1,500 pounds, 62 to 67, with one high yielding bull up to 7,150. These are our feeder classes. These are medium and large. Our steers, 3 to 400 pounds, 126 to 136, 4 to 500, 111 to 126, 5 to 600 pound steers at 104 to 112, bulls, same weight and grade, brought $1 to 110, 6 to 700 pound steers, $1 to 107, bulls, same weight and grade, 90 to 102, 7 to 800 pounds, 95 to 101, with the bulls bringing 87 to 90, and we had some heavy steers weighing 8 to 9 at 94 to 98 and a quarter. Heifers, these are medium and large ones, weighing 3 to 400 pounds, 109 to 117, 4 to 500 pound heifers at 102 to 110, 5 to 6 weights at 98 to 104, and 6 to 700 pounders at 95 to 99. Our heavy heifers, 7 to 800 pounds at 94 to 98. Our replacement cows, these are medium and large twos. Our bred cows, bred 4 months along or better, 650 to 1,050 per head. Our pairs, with calves weighing under 300 pounds by their side, same grade at $850 to $1,200 per pair. For the Alabama Department of Agriculture, Ron Sparks, Commissioner, USDA Livestock Market News Services, is Tommy Davis reporting.